you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gorisho Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Google. Let him Fupi.
Top of the morning to you, Saul Panduka.
Awesome stuff. Let's talk global tourism. I see they're saying that global tourism has seen a full recovery post the pandemic.
This is very refreshing news, Saul, because we all know that well over 4 years ago, the pandemic hit us and literally everything ground to a halt. And one of the last sectors to really see some kind of recovery has been the tourism sector. Now, this is according to the latest World Tourism Barometer from UN Tourism. They essentially say that last year, international tourist arrivals right across the globe went up to 1.4 billion people. Now, this essentially represents 99% of pre-pandemic levels, which is a significant growth and increase that we saw from the year before in 2023. What's interesting, though, is that they do list a couple of markets that are certainly leading the charge, and it seems like key countries like Saudi Arabia, El Salvador, and Morocco have significantly exceeded their pre-pandemic figures. From an African point of view, we welcomed at least 74 million international tourists, and this was a 7% rise from 2019 and 12% growth from 2023. They haven't been very specific about where South Africa does feature on that list, but truth be told, we have been seeing the numbers tick up, and I guess Tourism South Africa in the upcoming weeks will be able to share more insight on that. Despite that, though, this is significant for economic growth because, of course, the more people travel, it boosts industries and, of course, the hospitality sector overall. The outlook for 2025 also looks positive, especially because we are expecting growth of between 3 to 5% for the year ahead. But let's bear in mind that geopolitical tensions, extreme weather conditions also pose significant risks, including towns and cities which might attract a lot of tourists, but obviously then have more expensive conditions in terms of participating in those cities. So it's going to be an interesting one to watch, but an overall one, positive news for the global economy.
Nah, that's good, man. Especially here in South Africa, we know that it's an industry that creates a lot of jobs. So yeah, may it thrive even further. Now, I want to talk about Lewis stores. It doesn't cook you in the woods, these stores still exist. Lewis furniture stores. Yeah. I see that they've released the results for the last quarter of 2024.
As long as you're not sitting on a camp chair, Saul, hopefully we'll find a solution for you. Oh, boy. We'll try and sort it out. But Lewis Group, yes, they also take care of the likes of the furniture stores. And this is one business that really has a sense of staying power. You know, and as much as they might not be very robust with their advertisements anymore, but there certainly is a target market that they speak to, which has been supporting them over the last few years. So what they saw is a 13% increase essentially in their total revenues. And this is double digit growth. Just to put it into perspective, which is really good for the company. They do mention, though, that a lot of South Africans are still relying on credit that actually increased to at least 13.1% in the last 3 months of last year. Cash sales also saw a strong turnaround in the quarter, but almost at the same levels as we saw with credit sales. What's interesting about what Lewis Stores does is their recovery rate in terms of debt. They mentioned that their collection levels remain satisfactory at 79%. Last year, it was about 80%. So it does show that there's a sense of sustainability that even though South Africans might buy on credit or even higher purchase, they are able to fully pay off whatever debt they owe to the organization. It's one that we'll follow up on Kaya Biz tonight, especially given the competitive advantage. Nowadays, South Africans have a lot of options when it comes to buying furniture. So we're still keen to know, are South Africans still buying gomas or maybe looking for other alternatives? Options.
It sounds like they're still buying gomas if Lewis is thriving. What are the markets looking like, Googs?
Going to be an interesting one again because Trump is definitely going to be a factor. He's reached some agreements with some American counterparts in South America to reduce their tariffs or not impose further tariffs. And that's largely on the back of them trying to get more immigrants or what they call undocumented immigrants out of America into alternative countries. But the markets will open up from 84,290 points. Currency-wise, we're still strong here, Saul. 18.54 to the US dollar is where we're trading. Against the British pound, we're at 23.08. And against the euro at 1940.
Thank you, Googs. Brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gorisho Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.